Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Endzone. I'm your host, Jake. On today's show, we'll be recapping all of Week 11 games, injuries, finish it off with waiver ads. Have some of you ever, like, when you're sitting there on Sundays, you got kids, they should already know that it's football Sunday, right? Man, sometimes I just get out of the chair, go grab something to eat, whatever, come back. Oh, why is my football not on TV? Happens all the time. Just when you leave, everyone else thinks they could run the TV because you're not in the room, or take your chair. Happens all the time. Kids, I tell you. Let's get into the injury report this week. With the injury report, Atlanta Falcons, Darnell Mooney, hamstring. It's expected not to be serious, but be on the lookout for that. Allen Robinson, evaluated for concussion in the Lions game. Alexander Mattison, hurt with the ankle, as well as Zamir White was hurt as well with his quad. So both running backs in Las Vegas are injured. And Jacob Cowing, concussion for the 49ers. Also, in Monday night's game, there was a concussion to, let me see, make sure I got this name right, Jake Ferguson. So he looks probably missing this week and one more week as well. Also, the Dallas Cowboys placed Dak Prescott on season-ending IR. Gabe Davis also suffered a meniscus tear and will miss the remainder of the season as well. Those are your injury reports. And remember, the bye weeks this week was the Cardinals. They're now actually leading the NFC West. The Panthers, they won back-to-back games before they went on their bye week, so hopefully they could build on that. Giants, they just announced they will be benching Daniel Jones in favor of Tommy DeVito, which I told everyone at the beginning of the season, Jones will not finish as a starting quarterback this year, especially since if he got hurt, he would be guaranteed $40 million next year by the Giants. So I've seen this coming a mile away. Giants have nothing to play for except for to losing a better draft pick, really. And the Buccaneers had a bye, much needed. Hopefully Mike Evans comes back and dominates. We all need it. We all want to see it as well. Week 11 recap. Green Bay Packers win on a block punt or block field goal 20-19 against the Chicago Bears. Jordan Love, 261, one touchdown, one interception. He also had 18 yards rushing and one touchdown. Josh Jacobs carries the bulk load for the Packers, 76 yards, one touchdown. And surprising, Christian Watson, four catches, 150 yards. Huge day, career day for him in receiving yards. Josh Jacobs also four catches, 58 yards. Jaden Reed, two catches, 23 yards, one touchdown. I had him as a sit of the week at the wide receiver position. I consider that a push, maybe. If not a win, I mean, I'm expecting him to score a lot better than 10.3 fantasy points in a matchup, in all honesty. Also, Romeo Doubs had one catch, 17 yards. Going back to Reed with his catch It looked like he was wide receiver 40. Yes, he was wide receiver 40. I know I switch on Instagram or Facebook if you're following and you've seen the graphic. I did switch Tucker Kraft to starting of the week just because I love the Packers and Sam Laporta was injured. So I just made it Tucker Kraft. Unfortunately, that was a dud. On the other side, Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams, 231 yards passing, 70 yards rushing. DeAndre Swift led the team with 71 yards and a touchdown. Roshan Johnson also got 10 carries, 33 yards, and one touchdown. As well as Roman Dunze in the passing game had 6 catches, 65 yards. On the other side, I had also DJ Moore as a sit of the week. He had 7 catches, 62 yards. He was wide receiver 27. I guess I consider that a push, maybe a loss, I guess. I don't know what you would really consider that as. Also, Cole Kmet was another sit of the week for me. He got 3 catches, 42 yards, and was tight end 20 on the day. Also, Keenan Allen, 4 catches, 41 yards. Jacksonville Jaguars got their asses spanked like I thought against the Detroit Lions, 6-52. Yikes. With Trevor Lawrence not starting, Mac Jones gets another start, and this is why he is no longer a starter in the NFL. 138 yards, 1 interception. Travis Etienne with Tank Diggs or Bigsby out, he did not capture this backfield at all. 12 rushes, 27 yards. Yikes. Brian Thomas, 5 catches, 82 yards. Evan Engram, 5 catches, 28 yards. It's hard to get a lot of yards, especially when your quarterback only throws for 138. On the other side, Jared Goff. Woo! 412 yards, 4 touchdowns. I do believe I had him as a start of the week. Should have followed. David Montgomery, 75 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs, 69 yards rushing, 1 touchdown. For receiving, finally, we get the game we all want. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 11 catches, 161 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jameson Williams, 4 catches, 124 yards, 1 touchdown as well. Jahmyr Gibbs, 1 catch, 54 yards. And David Montgomery, 3 catches, 20 yards. Like I said, I thought Sam Laporta was going to be playing in this one, so I mean, I had the right process, I believe. I mean, he had 412 yards. I bet you a lot of it, or not a lot of it, but some of that would have been spread out to Sam Laporta. Next game, Minnesota Vikings 23, Tennessee Titans 13. Sam Darnold, 246, 2 touchdowns, and 1 rushing touchdown. Aaron Jones, 39 yards rushing. Justin Jefferson, 6 catches, 81 yards. Jordan Addison, 3 catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown. One of my benches of the week, TJ Hockenson, 2 catches, 13 yards. That's a smash. Will Levis on the other side, 295 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He added 18 yards rushing, leading the team. Tony Pollard struggles, 9 rushes, 15 yards. Like I said, this Viking defense is for real. Great game. They have a great front 7. Nick Westbrook Akine caught a 98-yard touchdown. He had 2 catches, 117 yards, and 1 touchdown. Calvin Ridley, 4 catches, 58 yards. Titans didn't really do much noise on that in that game. Next game, Las Vegas Raiders lose 19-34 against Miami Dolphins. Garner Minshew, 282 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. The running back struggled in this one, where Alexander Mattison, 5 carries, 19 yards, and Zamir White, 5 carries, 9 yards. They're both left the game injured. But Brock Bowers, 13 catches, 126 yards, 1 touchdown. Jacoby Myers, 4 catches, 28 yards. On the other side, Tua, 288 yards, 3 touchdowns. Hell of a game. First great game coming back since his concussions. Devon Achane, 73 yards rushing, 1 touchdown. Jonnu Smith, though, 6 catches, 101 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hell of a game for him as well. And of course, if you were following me, you would have started him. He was a sneaky start of the week for me at the tight end position. Tyreek Hill, 7 catches, 61 yards, and he finally scores again. Jalen Waddle, 2 catches, 37 yards, and Devon Achane, 32 yards on 4 catches. Great news for Miami and their offense that Tua found a rhythm. Next game, the LA Rams beating New England Patriots 28-22. Matthew Stafford in this one, 295 yards, 4 touchdowns. Kyren Williams, 86 yards rushing. Puka Nacua, I do believe, had a leave a little bit of this game for knee injury. He had 7 catches, 123 yards, 1 touchdown. Cooper Kupp doing Cooper Kupp things, 6 catches, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. On the other side, Drake May, 282 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, adding 27 yards rushing as well. Ramondre Stevenson, he had 73 yards rushing. Kendrick Bourne, 5 catches, 70 yards, 1 touchdown. Hunter Henry had 6 catches, 63 yards. And DeMario Douglas, 5 catches, 59 yards. Next one is Cleveland Browns losing 14-35 against the Saints. Jameis Winston, 395 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's like 6 games for what Watson could have done. He was a sneaky start, great for fantasy numbers. That's what we like to see, high volume. And he was a start of the week for me. Nick Chubb, 11 catches, 11 rushes, 50 yards. Jerry Jeudy, I got the wrong wide receiver. I thought it was going to be Cedric Tillman. Instead, it was Jerry Jeudy. 6 catches, 142 yards, 1 touchdown. David Njoku, 9 receptions, 81 yards. Elijah Moore, 6 catches, 66 yards, and 1 touchdown. Cedric Tillman, unfortunately, 3 catches, 47 yards. I'll consider that a loss for myself. Derek Carr, 248 yards, 2 touchdowns. But the man of the game, holy crap, Taysom Hill, 7 rushes, 138 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also had 8 catches, 50 yards. I mean, I didn't see this coming from him. I thought Kamara would at least score one of those rushing touchdowns, but Hill, damn, he came in and took over. Kamara did have 67 yards rushing and 4 catches, 22 yards. Also, Marquise Valdez-Scantling, 2 catches, 87 yards, and a 71-yard touchdown. He keeps on playing that Rashid Shaheed role, and it shows that he's been playing amazing. Next game, the Indianapolis Colts win with Anthony Richardson, 28-27 against the New York Jets. Richardson actually played very well, in my opinion, especially for fantasy. He had 272 yards. He was 20 for 30, 272 yards. Let me tell you that. That's huge because normally he's like 9 for 30. Completing extra 11 passing or completions is huge. He had 1 touchdown passing, 32 yards rushing, and 2 touchdowns. He had the game-winning rushing touchdown as well. Jonathan Taylor was a start of the week for me. I don't think he did that well. 57 yards rushing and 1 catch, 3 yards. I consider that a miss. Josh Downs, though, he'd be the one to play in Indianapolis. 5 catches, 84 yards, 1 touchdown. Alec Pierce, 3 catches, 74 yards. And Michael Pittman Jr., 5 catches, 46 yards. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are struggling. He had 184, 2 touchdowns. Breece Hall, he was a start of the week, 78 yards rushing, 1 touchdown. He also had 7 catches, 43 yards, and a touchdown. That is a smash, in my opinion. Davante Adams also had 6 catches, 72 yards, and Garrett Wilson, yikes, 4 catches, 18 yards. They are probably no longer in the playoff contention, in my opinion. Baltimore Ravens 16, Pittsburgh Steelers 18. I predicted the Steelers winning this one, and they did. Lamar Jackson, 207 yards passing, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He added 46 on the ground as well. Derrick Henry, 65 yards, 1 touchdown. Isaiah Likely in the air, 4 catches, 75 yards, leading the team. Zay Flowers, 2 catches, 39 yards, and 1 touchdown. Mark Andrews, 2 catches, 22 yards. If you're waiting for Deontay Johnson to do something, he's not. He's just not. He's not getting much playing time. He only had 2 targets. He's not good in this offense. That revenge game against the Steelers was never a thing. Never should have played him. If you did, yikes. Russell Wilson was one of my starts of the week. 205 yards passing, 1 interception. Not a good week for him. Najee Harris, 63 yards rushing. George Pickens, another start of the week for me. 8 catches, 89 yards. I consider that a pass, if not a hit. I'll just say a pass, you know, a push. Najee Harris, 4 catches, 30 yards. Jalen Warren, 4 catches, 27 yards. Denver Broncos, I called this one as well, 38-6 against Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins struggled in this one. He had 173 yards passing, 1 interception. Also, Bijan Robinson, 35 yards rushing. He had 4 catches for 28 yards. That made up for it, but yikes. Drake London, 3 catches, 61 yards. Ray McCloud, 6 catches, 46 yards. And Darnell Mooney did not perform well in this one. 2 catches, 27 yards. One of my favorite players right now, Bo Nix, 28 for 33, 307 yards, 4 touchdowns as a rookie. Hell of a game. He's great for fantasy right now. I think he's quarterback 7 on the year. If he's out there, get him. I don't know how he's still out there, but if he is, get him. Javonte Williams, 9 rushes, 59 yards, and a touchdown. Cortland Sutton, 7 catches, 78 yards. Devon Vili, 4 catches, 66 yards. Little Jordan Humphreys, 4 catches, 52 yards, and his first touchdown of the season. Also, Marvin Mims got some playing time, surprisingly. 2 catches, 49 yards, and a touchdown in this one. I love what the Broncos are doing. Just imagine in a couple years what it could be once they're away from the Russell Wilson contract and they could spend money on all the guys they want to. Also, Kirk Cousins was a sit of the week. I consider that a smash hit for myself. Next game, Seattle Seahawks, surprising this one, taking it 20-17 against the 49ers, who are in actual last place currently in their division. Geno Smith just passing the crap out of the ball, 221 yards. He had 32 attempts, though, 1 interception. He had 29 yards rushing and a touchdown as well. Ken Walker, 54 yards and a touchdown. Jackson Smith Njigba picked up right where he left off the last week. 10 catches, 110 yards. Huge day for him. DK Metcalf comes back after a couple game absence. 7 catches, 70 yards. Brock Purdy, 21 for 28. Not bad, but only 159 yards. 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Christian McCaffrey, 79 yards on the ground. Brock Purdy had 40 and a touchdown. So much for that touchdown guaranteed with Christian McCaffrey, though. He also had 4 catches, 27 yards. Juwan Jennings, though, 10 catches, 91 yards. 1 touchdown. Deebo Samuel struggled in this one. 4 catches, 22 yards. Kind of hard when he only passes for 59 yards, but 91 of them went to Juwan Jennings. They're struggling overall. I don't know if it's just consistency or what, but they have to figure it out, to be honest, to move forward for themselves. Next game, one of the best games of the week. Kansas City Chiefs losing their first game, 21 against the Buffalo Bills, 30. I called this one as well. Patrick Mahomes, 196 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Kareem Hunt didn't do so hot, 60 yards rushing. Xavier Worthy, 4 catches, 61 yards, 1 touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins, 3 catches, 29 yards. And Travis Kelce struggled in this one. 2 catches, 8 yards. Yikes. Josh Allen on the other side, 262 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 55 yards rushing, and 1 touchdown. James Cook, 9 carries, 20 yards, 2 touchdowns. I did have him as a sit of the week. His right mindset, he just got the 2 goal line carries. I mean, yes, it's going to happen. I had the right process in place. It's just unfortunate that he snuck in with those 2 touchdowns. Khalil Shakir, 8 catches, 70 yards. Curtis Samuel, finally, first game I'd say for him in a Bills uniform that's good. 5 catches, 58 yards, 1 touchdown. Amari Cooper had 2 catches, 55 yards as well. Remember that Dalton Kincaid did not play in this one, but the biggest surprise for me is Travis Kelce not really getting involved. He had 4 targets all game. Noah Gray had 5 targets. He took away 2 touchdowns. That should go to Travis Kelce. Sorry, I have him in a couple leagues. We just want him as fantasy owners. No one's playing Noah Gray. Cincinnati Bengals probably kissed their playoff hopes goodbye last night, Sunday night, 27-34 against the Chargers. Joe Burrow, he is playing MVP type football. It's just unfortunate. Right now, his overall record is just not good. 356 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had a 28 also on the ground. Chase Brown had 86 on the ground. T. Higgins comes back after injury. 9 catches, 148 yards, 1 touchdown. Jamar Chase picked up kind of where he left off. 7 catches, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also, Chase Brown had 5 catches, 57 yards. One of my sneaky starts of the week, Mike Gesicki at tight end. Yikes, dud. Him and Tucker Kraft, I was majorly wrong. Yikes. Justin Herbert had amazing first half. If he could have just had that in the second half as well, crazy game it would have been. 297 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 65 yards rushing as well. J.K. Dobbins, 56 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. And a start of the week for me, Ladd McConkey. 6 catches, 123 yards. Great day for him. Will Disley, 4 catches, 80 yards, 1 touchdown. And Quentin Johnson, 2 catches, 48 yards, 1 touchdown. Monday night game is still currently going on. It's got about 8 minutes left during this recording. Houston is winning this one right now, 27-10 against the Dallas Cowboys. Assuming they should win it. Without a doubt, C.J. Stroud, 250 yards, 1 interception. He has 26 yards on the ground as well. Joe Mixon, 82 yards and 2 touchdowns, adding 1 catch for 37 yards as well. Nico Collins, 4 catches, 54 yards, finally returning back from his hamstring injury. Tank Dell also 4 catches, 54 yards in this one. Cooper Rush, 311 yards passing, surprisingly. 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Rico Dowdle, 10 rushes, 28 yards. Yikes. CeeDee Lamb, 8 catches, 93 yards. Maybe he gets over 100 now. And Turpin also had 1 catch, 64 yards, 1 touchdown. Also, I had Jake Ferguson as a sit of the week. 1 catch, 11 yards. He did get a concussion, unfortunately for them. That is your Week 11 recap. Jumping into the waiver ads. Quarterback position, Bo Nix, number one, easily, hands down. 40% of leagues. How the hell is he available in 40% of leagues? Great quarterback right now. Quarterback 7 on the year. Rest of season has a very favorable matchups. He is a must add to me and a must get. He could easily play before any of these other guys, and there's starters, obviously, that he could play in front of. Geno Smith would be number 2, 34 leagues, QB 11, has the most passing attempts on the season, which is good for the position. The only thing, the rest of the season matchups are rough, but could mean negative game script and could play pass heavy for the rest of the game. Kirk Cousins, 29%, has a bye week this week. So don't waste a waiver move right away if you're got the waiver claims out there. Most likely no one's going to pick him up this week just because he's not playing. If you need him for future, it's a good week to pick him up, though. He's got favorable matchups in the fantasy playoffs. Raiders, Giants, and Commanders. Matthew Stafford, 47%, has all the weapons back, healthy, and has 10 touchdowns in the last four games. Drake May, 75%. He's averaging 37 yards rushing a game. And he's only, in one game, he only played 30% as well. He's getting better and better each week. I mean, he's throwing for 282 this week. I like him the rest of the season as well. Running back waiver targets. Roschon Johnson, 87%. With the new offensive coordinator, it looks like they want to be a ground and pound team, which that's what Johnson does for you. He also gets a goal line back role because DeAndre Swift is too small. He got a touchdown this week. He played a season high of 42% of snaps as well. Jaylen Warren, 44% available. Very much involved in the passing game, which comes in handy for us fantasy players. Next few matchups are tough against the run, but that may mean Jaylen Warren for the pass-catching opportunities. Audric Esime is still on my board, 43%. Looks like he'll be playing, you know, the hot hand running back committee still. This week, unfortunately, it was Williams, but Esime did play a handful of, I mean, I think 33% snaps as well this week. Trey Benson, 75% available. Coming out on his bye week could mean more opportunities for him. And, you know, right now, I think Cardinals are in first place in their division. That could mean, you know, maybe keeping James Conner fresh for a playoff run. So give Benson some time and be a complimentary back for him. Blake Corum also, 79%. Got season high, 19% snap share. This is Williams' third down week in a row, and Corum's volume is actually increasing week to week. Look out for that going forward as well. Waiver adds for the wide receiver position. Jerry Jeudy, 32%. Looks like he's the Browns wide receiver you want. I thought it was going to be Tillman, but nope, I was wrong. It's Jerry Jeudy. Get out and get him. Wandell Robinson, 46% available. He has been heavily targeted throughout the whole season so far. Also, with Daniel Jones getting benched, Tommy DeVito is now the starting quarterback, which Robinson has had games with him at starting quarterback. Last season, he had a couple games where he finished 13 and number 10 with DeVito as a starting quarterback. Cedric Tillman's also gotta be up here. He's 26% available. This number will drop because people thought he would have a great, great performance. He had a decent one, but I think he can still easily improve. He did have also 8 targets in this game. He still has a lot of production and value with Winston at starting quarterback. Xavier Leggett, 52% coming out of bye week, getting more familiar with Young at quarterback. To me, screams get him. I like what he's done. The Panthers on are in a heating streak, you know, winning back-to-back games. Leggett could have a blow-up week coming up soon. Marquise Valdez-Scantling, 64%, caught another long touchdown pass, and Olave is still on the IR for a couple weeks. Could be a good streamer if needing due to injuries or bye weeks. Last but not least, tight end waiver adds. Jonnu Smith, 43% available. Another big performance, just like I predicted, with the start sits. Finally played over 80% of snaps as well. Huge week. Taysom Hill, 50%. He would be my number one guy at the tight end position, but they are on a bye week this week. So for that, I just have to put Smith above him, but also be on the lookout for Taysom Hill to add. Zach Ertz, 54% available. I just call him Mr. Consistency. He had a huge blow-up week this week because of garbage time touchdown, but it helps us fantasy owners. Jatavion Sanders, 91% coming off of a bye week. He's going to be fresh legs. Could be good for him if needing a streaming tight end. Hunter Henry, 50%, has been a hit or miss, but has favorable matchups coming up. Also, 5 double-digit fantasy weeks this year. Could be good for the home stretch. That's all the waiver ad targets for me. Also, that is another episode of Fantasy End Zone. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Click on the little bell notification wherever you get your podcasts. Also, please email questions at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com or even slide into my DMs, I guess, and hit me up with questions on Instagram. You can find us at Fantasy End Zone or on Facebook. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys later. Peace.